that plan? Do you have a plan? Have we become, you know, nothing but a litigious country? Have we just kind of flushed everything down the toilet when we talk about, you know, our finances and our retirement and everything else? Well, we have some things that can protect you. And all you need to do is listen up to attorney Hillel Presser. He is author of a book called Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time. Now, this I got to hear. Nice to have you with us, Hillel.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, come on. For everybody, I mean, there are people out there that's all they do is sue you.
Unfortunately, you know, with this terrible economy, you know, it's like more and more people are losing their jobs. I think the people who are lucky enough to keep them, you know, are making less and less every day. And it just seems like lawsuits are the next biggest business.
It is. You had a story, and you got to tell them about that guy that was in Florida serving 12 years for the DUI manslaughter and what he did.
Oh, my God. You know, there's so many different cases. But, you know, the one that actually is my favorite is, it was a different case, but similar. A person went into a home to rob it. He ended up taking the family hostage and kidnapped them in the car. He was chased by police, and when he was caught by the police, he actually sued the family and said he was suing them for not helping him escape. And his theory was that they breached an oral contract.
An oral contract? They were kidnapped. There's no agreement to go, you know, being kidnapped. That's insane.
Yeah, or you could talk about the daughters that sued their...
Wait, did he didn't win anything.
You know, who knows what happened? You know, it's private settlement. Who knows if they got anything, if it was
settled off the court. Shoot him, then come after me.
or there's the daughters that sued their mother for haggling over dress prices and not sending them college care packages. They sued them for bad parenting.
No way.
It's crazy these days.
I wish. See, I would love to be on a jury, you know, something like that. I would find the case against them.
Well, you sound like one of the good ones.
Oh my God, that's absolutely insane. That's insanity. How have we come that far in a negative way?
You know, like I said, I mean, with such a bad economy, people are suing for anything. It's the next biggest business. And the problem is that you have so many attorneys who will take the case for free, you know, on a contingency fee. And they just figure that even if it's not a good case, you know, they can extort the defendant into settling. And, you know, everybody makes a couple $1,000.
So how do you protect yourself? I mean, these crazies are out there. They'll do anything for a buck.
Yeah, and you know, the most important thing is nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued. I always tell all my clients, the first thing you should do is educate yourself. And what I want to do for any of your listeners is if they go to my website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, on the bottom left-hand corner, there's a Contact Us form. If they fill that out and tell us they heard about us on your show, I'm going to send them a free signed book, free shipping. And there's nothing you can do better than educate yourself. Once you've educated yourself, you need to inventory your wealth. So many clients who come through my office doors think they have a lot less than they actually do. You know, you shouldn't be concerned just with the relevant assets like checking, savings, stocks, bonds, cars, homes, and businesses. You know, you have to think of intellectual property, domain names, phone numbers, inheritances, you know, things that people don't think about on a regular basis.
Is using my brain? Can I insure that?
Not so much your brain, but you know, you might have a company, and that company might have a phone number, and if you lost the phone number or the domain name, you know, you would lose everything.
Shouldn't you incorporate so you can protect yourself?
You should definitely have some sort of business entity. I'm not the biggest fan of S corps or C corps, and the rationale is that people incorporate because they want to protect their personal assets from business liability, and the S corps and C corps do that. With that being said, you know, the shares that the client owns in an S corp or a C corp is an asset. And just like if you own this share of Facebook, you know, a creditor can come after that share. They could come after the shares of your business. So I'm not a big fan of the S corp or C corp because your business can really be taken over by creditors. There's much other better business entities like LLCs and limited partnerships that people can use today to protect themselves.
Okay, is that more common? complicated? And what about expense on that?
No, it's very similar to a corporation, same type of expense, very minimal.
Now, remember, you're talking to people in California. We always have more expense than anything on anything.
Hey, at least you're not in New York. In New York, they charge you like a $1,200 publication fee, and it's crazy.
Well, we've got something like an $800 fee a year, because I have a corporation myself.
Yeah, you guys are more than most states. Most states are a couple hundred bucks, but again, I mean, the protection is priceless.
Absolutely. Okay, so if you have a business. Now, if you don't have a business, a lot of people say, yeah, but I don't have a whole lot of money. What am I protecting?
That's probably the biggest misconception we see. And my response to them would be that I think the people who have less need asset protection a lot more than the rich people. And just take an example. I mean, take one of my professional athlete or celebrity clients. You know, if they have $25 million, you know, if they're sued for $5 million, they're not going to be happy, but they still have $20 million left.
Yeah.
Take the average Joe who might have 10, 20, 30,000, you know, if they're sued for $1 million, they're going to be wiped out. So I would challenge that person and say that they actually need asset protection more than the big guy.
Okay, so where do I begin with this asset protection? How do I get the protection? What do I do?
Well, like I said, before you do anything, you know, whether you hire an attorney, whether you don't, you have to educate yourself. It's the most important thing. And again, for your listeners, if they go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, if they fill out the contact us on the bottom left-hand corner of the site, as long as they tell us they heard about us from you, we'll send them a free signed book with free shipping. Once they've educated themselves, they have to actually sit down and inventory their wealth. They need to write down anything and everything either they have or that they'll be receiving. Once they've educated themselves and once they've inventoried their wealth, then they can take the steps to protecting their assets. And some of the simplest steps that they could take are taking assets out of their personal name and putting them in protective entities like LLCs, limited partnerships, trusts, things of that nature. They can take assets out of their own name and put them into what's called exempt assets. Different states have different state exemptions that will protect certain classes of assets from creditors. And number three, they can equity strip their assets. So, you know, put mortgages, put liens.
What's an equity? I've never heard that term. Equity strip?
Equity strip, yeah. It's a very simple, term. Essentially, it just means make your assets valueless. So, for example, what's a $50,000 car worth, you know, if you owe $49,000? Or what's a $500,000 house worth, you know, if you have a mortgage and a line of credit for, $475,000? You know, so try and take loans away to make your property as unattractive for lawsuits as possible.
Gotcha. Okay. It is so confusing to try and figure out, and you're not hiding anything, it's just you're trying to protect it, right?
You're exactly correct. Asset protection is not about hiding, it's not about secrecy. Anytime you put an asset protection plan in place, you should do so under the circumstance that at some point you will reveal it. If you lose a lawsuit and you're deposed under oath or you fill out a financial affidavit, you have to tell the truth. So a good asset protection plan is about protection, not about secrecy or hiding.
What is the saddest part of this, and this was a friend of ours, his father had, well, he didn't have the accident, someone hit him. And as a result of that accident, and this was not in the state of California, it was in another state, which is even worse, because at least in California we do have some protection. But he was hit in his car, walked away from it, but was injured, and several weeks later, in the sequence of events, which you can connect the dots, as a result of that car accident, he died.
Oh, terrible.
And it was because he had, he fell down, he had injuries that were just, it wasn't a pleasant thing altogether.
Sure.
So, of course, you go back and, yeah, they paid the medical expenses, yeah, they paid to have his van repaired, et cetera, which was a limit because these people only had enough insurance for the minimum to get a license and to get their plates. And it was actually in the state of Indiana, which is very low. Their property damage, I think, is like $10,000. That's all you have to have. Which, can you even repair something for $10,000
anymore? Not these days.
And no body stuff.
Sure.
They didn't have to have it. They had the minimum, absolute minimum. Well, the family said, how are they going to even pay for everything, including the funeral and everything? They couldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't. And you can't go after the insurance because the insurance is, I hate to say this, a fly-by-night out of Texas. That
sure.
Insures people who are high risk and don't need much.
Yeah, you know? And another problem with insurance is, number one, 70% of insurance claims aren't paid. I mean, don't forget the insurance is a business. You know, they're in there to make money, not to pay your claims.
Right.
Your insurance may be inadequate. Like in this scenario, you have $20,000 of insurance. If there's a $1 million claim, I mean, it's worthless.
Absolutely.
And, today's day and age, who knows? Will we have Fortune 500 companies, banks going out of the business? Who's to say the insurance companies won't be next?
Yeah. And you can't go after the people because they didn't have anything, obviously, or they wouldn't have been with a high-risk insurance company anyway.
Yeah, just a very unfortunate situation.
Yeah. I've heard stories like that over and over and over again. And you're right. Insurance companies are not there to help you by any stretch.
Yeah, you'd like to think so, but unfortunately, at the end of the day, they're a business and they have a bottom line.
Now, are there any assets that don't need protection?
Sure. Different states have different exemptions. So, for example, I'm in Florida right now, and some of the exemptions they have are what's called a homestead exemption, life insurance, annuity exemption, which means your primary home in Florida is protected, your life insurance is protected, your annuities are protected. So every state will have different exemptions. So whatever state you live in, you should definitely explore what the exemptions are, and any money that you put into those exemptions would be protected. Won't even cost you anything.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. Now, is there a difference, and I guess it depends on if you have a business or not, but there's domestic and international asset protection.
Sure.
Do I have to have international asset protection?
It's not for everyone. The main difference is simply domestic asset protection is inside the United States. International asset protection is outside of the United States. The average Joe who's got $50,000 or a couple $100,000 saved up is not going to need international asset protection. People should really consider international asset protection, if they have at least, $500,000, $1 million liquid. But it's definitely not for everybody.
Now, what about protection? What do I have insurance for? If I need more asset protection on top of my insurance, what the heck am I paying premium rates every month for insurance?
I ask myself the same thing. I tell my clients, buy as much insurance as you can because it's cheap and it helps you sleep at night. You can get a $2 million umbrella policy for $500 a year. But I tell them, don't rely on it. You need layers. You need firewalls. You need the belt and suspenders approach. So buy the insurance because it helps you sleep at night, but don't rely on it. Really put together a good asset protection plan.
Yeah, but most of us go, but I don't do anything bad to be sued. But then you tell me these other stories, and I'm going, you just have to breathe to be able to be sued.
Yeah, every time I speak at my seminars, I always ask people to raise their hands if they've been sued, and I ask them to leave their hands up if they think they should have been sued, and, out of the 100 hands that go up, maybe, if I'm lucky, one of them stays up. So, again, nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued, but you just never know where the liability might come, and it might be a car accident, it might be a breach of contract claim, it might be a deficiency on a short sale or a foreclosure, from a primary or an investment property. You don't never know where the litigation is going to come from.
Yeah, it is just so amazing how people can come up. They conjure up these ideas as to how to sue people and why to sue people. I think, shouldn't the courts just throw those out as frivolous lawsuits?
They should, and I think that the court should make the people put their money where their mouth is. You want to sue someone? Okay, make them post a bond, so if they lose, they have to pay the other side's attorney's fees. Unfortunately, it only costs a couple $100 to file a lawsuit, and most attorneys will cover that for you because they take the fee on a contingency fee. It's just absolutely crazy. It's gotten out of control.
Yeah, and pay the court costs, too, because that layers on higher and deeper, right?
Yeah, and listen, people don't care if they have a good lawsuit. They know that it's going to cost you $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to defend. And, even if they don't have a legitimate claim, if they can, squeeze you for $5,000, they've won.
Yeah, and they call it, sometimes they'll pay off just for nuisance, don't they?
Oh, yeah, nuisance value, sure.
Because it's sometimes worse, like even insurance companies will pay off nuisance lawsuits simply because it's going to cost them more and tie up all their lawyers in court for maybe weeks at a time, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really gotten to an epidemic and extraordinary. It's just a terrible situation.
Yeah. Like I said, I wish I could be on a jury sometime and just say, you lose, period.
I'm with you.
But they never see. They don't put us on a jury because they know what we'll do.
No, you're too smart for a jury.
Yeah, well, they just say, well,
they know you'll actually follow the truth.
Yeah, and I wonder anymore about people. I really do. So they say you're being judged by your own peers. I wonder about that sometimes.
Oh, me and you were on the same page.
What that means. Okay, now again, you said if they go to your website, tell them how to do that again.
Sure. If they go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. On the bottom left-hand corner, there's a contact us form. As long as they tell us they heard about us on your show, I'm going to send them a complimentary copy of the new book. I'm going to autograph it and give them free shipping.
Okay, now, if you could, and I know in your book you cover a lot of things. You cover not only being lawsuit or having lawsuits, but you've got creditors, foreclosure, divorce, so you cover all the different possibilities, right?
Yeah, that book literally talks about how to protect every single thing that you have from every single person in any circumstance.
Okay, in the last couple of minutes that we have here, if you could pick out the number one most valuable piece of advice that you have for the general public, what would that be?
You know, I'd say own nothing, control everything. You know, everyone is so concerned with ownership these days, and people need to realize that nobody owns anything. You know, everybody dies, which means we all just lease our material items. So don't get caught up with the word ownership. You know, own nothing but control everything. It doesn't matter what you own. It matters if you can receive the benefit from the car or the house or the money. So take any exposed assets you have and make sure that they're in protective entities like LLCs, limited partnerships, trusts. You know, make sure they're in exempt assets, for example, you know, in Florida, life insurance, annuities, homestead. And if they're not in either of the above two categories, you know, make sure that there's loans against them. But, you know, don't make yourself, a good target for a lawsuit. There's two points to a lawsuit. Number one is, are they going to win their case? What's the judge going to say? What's the jury going to say? You know, we can't help them there. You know, the second part is, can they collect against you? You know, if a lawyer can't collect against you, he's not going to want to sue you in the first place. Lawyers are lazy. They want to do the least amount of work for the most amount of money. If you can convince, you know, the person suing you that you're an unattractive candidate and there's no light at the end of the tunnel, there's no reason for them to sue you. So, you know, own nothing, control everything, and then sell your protection.
Amazing. I want to thank you so much for being with us. Good advice. All we can do is, you know, hope for the best. We got to live in a bubble. That's the only way to protect yourself. Hello, thank you so much for taking the time with us today. And I assume the book, if they can get it free, obviously, if they go to your website, but it's available every place too?
Yeah, it's available. They can go on Amazon. But again, you know, for any of your listeners, if they go to our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, fill out the contact us form on the bottom left-hand corner. As long as they mention your show, I'm going to send them a free copy.
Fantastic. Hello, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're an attorney. I usually hold that against you, but you're a good guy.
Oh, I try to be. Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye now.
My pleasure.
And that's Hillel Presser, P-R-E-S-S-E-R, author of Financial Self-Defense. Lord knows we need it. And you can go to assetprotectionattorneys.com. You fill out that form and they'll send you a signed copy, which is kind of nice. Learning not to be a victim on Pop Off. Well, we give it the best shot we can.